I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Everybody. Hey, welcome to Ragtime. This is the last one of the year, makes it number 12, and I would like to say all year long I've gotten my period, so I am not going through menopause.
Why is that good?
I don't want to go through menopause yet. Menopause, from what I've observed from the ladies in my life, like my mom and grandma, they go fucking nuts.
It's supposed to be different. You're already a lunatic.
No, it's worse.
Oh, man, I hope we're still doing this when you go through it, because we could have, like, a special hot flash edition for you.
Oh, I'd be like the Kool-Aid man.
You're like, what do I want, a man grand?
Go through the wall, motherfuckers! Oh, shit. So last month was the tequila-infused trunk. I can't even fucking say his name. Trump rant.
Yeah. Ugh, that.
But we can continue
drink was
on.
Disgusting.
Which I probably will, because we will just say, Russia.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's my issue. And everybody knows what the fuck Russia's doing.
Exactly. Like, and they knew about it before the election was over.
Uh-huh.
It's just becoming like a story now.
So the two things that really pissed me off with the president-elect and fucking Russia, speaking of, when that shit happens, like, every American on the fucking continent should be up in arms.
Yeah.
Saying, like, this is not right, you know, bipartisan, whatever. You should be enraged that Russia did this.
I know. And everyone's just like, it's like anything with him, it's just like, eh.
Oh, it's okay. And especially him. Well, he didn't even condemn it. He's just like, he's like, Russia and Putin are great. Blah, blah, blah. Like, dude. Really?
Yeah.
And thank God, I wanted to bring it up to my parents, because my mother claims to be, I'm a patriot.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. So I would love to know, okay, Miss Patriot, how do you feel about Russia's involvement? Yeah. She'd probably be like, the same thing with people, like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you have no answer.
No.
Fucking make me angry.
I will say this, I am high, so I'm going to be slow, and I feel like my brain is mush.
Great, this is going to be a great show.
It's going to be fucking fantastic. Well, I guess the tequila didn't kick in.
Can't you handle your shit?
No.
Be a professional.
When, really? Have I ever been?
Well, fine.
I will say this, though. I took you out drinking, day drinking today. We only had a beer, and you got fucked up. So, you know, you can take that thimble and shove it up your ass.
I had a Nutri-Grain bar today.
Oh, so? But you claim to be able to hold your alcohol.
Yeah.
You had a beer. Well, you always make fun of me for having a thimble of alcohol of anything, and I get fucked up. So you were right on par with me.
Fine. Okay. Is that one of your rags?
Yes.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
Fine.
Sorry. You get two now.
I got
now.
Fucked up on a beer. They were very strong beers, though, and I had drank them quickly, and I had not eaten.
Excuses. We're just saying.
Fine. Let's just move on to something important.
Yes, please.
Toblerone.
What?
If you don't know, Toblerone is delicious, and if you also don't know, they decided, oh, we're just going to change our design a little bit and reduce the amount of chocolate you're getting. Here you go. Here's a shitty version of a Toblerone. It looks like little, like, peaks of, like, the Alps Mountains, and now it's, like, this weird separated, like, vag opening.
With less chocolate?
Yeah, they skimmed it down so there's, like, less chocolate in the peaks. I say, fine, offer that. At the same price. But give me the regular Toblerone and jack up the cost a little bit. I'll pay for it.
For rich people?
I want Toblerone Max, because I am not the poor. No. It's just like, if it's like a 50 cents difference, I'll fucking pay it. To have the right kind of Toblerone.
Have you written a letter to express your unhappiness about
this?
No,
they're like in Europe or something. It seems so far.
It's called email! Sending an email is just too far.
It's too much. I'm just going to bitch about it anonymously on the internet.
I think, why don't you start a fake story?
Yeah.
About Toblerone
killed, like, my family.
Like, they're making it. You should just say what you just bitched about. They're making a richer version. A version for the rich.
I want. For the 50 cent richer.
Yeah, you like should, me. You should totally write that and see what happens.
Yeah.
See, now
I'm a real hundredaire, and I would like my Toblerone fully packed.
Now, I've never had one because I can't eat one.
Yeah,
because
it's hazelnut based.
I'm allergic to all nuts. Insert lesbian joke here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've never had a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Your life is so sad.
That's what I hear. Oh, do you know that they actually sell half-pound Reese's peanut butter cups?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it when I went to Hershey's Park, because Hershey Park has all the, like, crazy
shit.
They have, like, big kisses and stuff, too.
Enormous. How can you eat a half-pound of peanut butter cup?
I have no idea.
I was like, what? But, of course, my wife's like, that sounds delicious.
You make love to it. That's how you eat it.
I guess you
do.
You
just lay it down on top of you, and you're like... Mm.
And you basically, what, you melt into it?
You eat it through osmosis.
Oh, man. Okay, since I already had to go. You got another one.
This week I had to go to the post office, which is a rarity for me, because, like, why would DG we need to go to such an archaic place? Like
Forever that? Stamps! Forever stamps!
Exactly. You can get them anywhere, though. You don't have to go to the post office. I had a Debbie left something in my house. She had a whole bunch of chargers, and she left it in my house.
Okay.
So, like, you kind of need that shit for your devices, all the chargers.
She's only, like, an hour away. She couldn't drive down and get it.
That's kind of far.
You're very kind.
So I priority mailed it. And it's not that busy because I went, like, a weird time during the day. Etta's not listening to me, so she's not coming through the second set of doors. She wants to go in the P.L. boxes. She thinks she can open them.
Okay.
So I'm just like, I don't have, like, she would not believe me that I didn't have a fucking key to every P.O. box in there. I'm like, I don't own these boxes. They're owned by other individuals. I don't have the key. And then she'd just be like, well, Mama, just open with the key on this one. I'm like,
oh my God. Although she's pretty smart to know that you open up a lock with a key.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I don't have keys to these things. Please get into this other room. So, like, I'm halfway through the door, and the post office lady starts just smacking the countertop where I'm supposed to put the package because, like, I was next when I walked in. Hitting it, and looking at me. And I'm like, I see you.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm like, I'm trying to get my kid. And then she came in, and then I, like, put it down. She still was like, she ignored me the whole time. You know how they usually ask you questions?
Yeah.
Like, what's in, nothing. Like, I put it in the box already for the priority. All she had to do was, like,
put a stamp on it.
Postage on it, yeah.
Right.
So, you know, going through the motions and doesn't say ask me any additional questions. Sometimes you can buy insurance, like nothing.
Right.
And then she just tells me, you know, it's like $5 and I have to sign for it. And then she's like smacks on the receipt and she's like, circle the tracking number. I circled down here as a survey. And I was like, yeah, I'll be taking that. Oh my God. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't like working in retail. I didn't. All the time. Like, sometimes it was fine, sometimes it was okay. When I was in high school, it's like, that was one of the job choices you had. Either that or waitressing. I knew that was gonna be even worse if I had to do that. So, like, but I still was pleasant.
Yeah.
Like, why do you pick a job where you're, like, there's so many other jobs in a post office, you don't have to be up at the front counter.
Unless, like...
Like, you should be in the back, like, sorting or something, if you're, like, that fucking nasty. Like, get in the back.
Well, you are now able to take that survey and voice your complaint.
Oh, yeah, so she sucked.
Oh, did you actually take it?
And then I was like, God damn it, I didn't look at her tag. I could have been like, Dolores.
It's gotta be
a real C word.
Dolores. That's your favorite name.
It is my favorite name
at the moment.
We're obsessed with Westworld.
Yep, pretty much. We're really just obsessed with Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah, we're obsessed with Dolores.
It's just like, I mean, but Westworld is good.
Yeah, but she's finished, man. But I'm like halfway through only.
We'll talk about it.
Because it's hard to squeeze in an hour and a half show when you're like, because we always have to watch TV such a late period of time that like I'm halfway falling asleep.
Right.
Because I'm old.
Speaking of Evan Rachel Wood.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that she is an out bisexual.
Yeah.
The fact that after Ellen went under,
mm-hmm.
Where am I going to get my lesbo news? I have to now troll the internet. Where on after Ellen, it was nicely, you know, categorized. I can search stuff.
There's some, like, physical lesbian publications that also have online presence.
I know I have to get there.
Like Diva and Curve and all that
kind
of stuff.
I know, I gotta get there.
Yeah, so.
I totally kind of forgot about that. And then I forgot about a lot of things. That's my life.
I mean, but I have to say, out of everything that's on the internet, even with those, I think After Ellen was much more pop culture-y, like, focused.
Yeah.
So maybe nobody else really has that much of a focus like they did.
But
especially with recaps and things like that.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
But maybe now I'm at the age where I should probably care more about serious things as opposed to pop culture. Nah.
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 Back to my fanfiction.
Pop culture.
Alright, I got one last one. It's people who talk on their speakerphone in public, like walking around. Have you noticed that a majority of these people are very attractive women? Do they never get told to stop? Is that what it is?
I guess not. I guess not. Yeah, but it's just...
It's like young, attractive women. And I want to just, like, smack it out of their hand. It's like, they make headphones. They make earbuds that are completely wireless. You don't even need a wire.
Yes.
All the iPhones come with it where it already has the mic built in.
Yeah.
Like, why are you walking around with me listening to what people are fucking saying?
But the best is, like, now that everybody, you can hear it, you can now contribute to that conversation.
Yeah, I think I should be allowed to. And then if you get mad at me, be like, well, I don't know, put it up to your goddamn ear.
Exactly.
You're walking. You're not driving or anything. Just put it up to your ear.
Where were you when this happened?
All the time I see people. Must be just, like, the neighborhoods I go into.
Maybe.
Like, inside grocery stores, walking around outside. It's like, if you were in a public space, I don't want to hear your speakerphone.
Yeah, and it's becoming worse and worse with, like, either people on their speakerphone or people listening to their music.
Yeah.
Or my favorite is that they have a Bluetooth speaker set up in, like, you know, in the city in their backpack or on their bike or whatever,
oh,
or
yeah,
in the subway.
Oh, yeah, you have to hear it then.
And I have to hear your music in the subway. It's like, I'm fine with, like, listening to music if there's going to be a dance show. People are parkouring through on the benches and shit. But other than that, I don't want to hear what you're listening to.
That's like, people who also talk on in their car. Have you ever passed by, like, in a parking lot where they're talking to somebody, like, how loud is it turned up?
Oh, I know.
It's like I'm in there with them.
You should knock on the window then and be like, hi.
Yeah, Jenny is a real bitch. Just roll back up.
You're like, I'm out of here. Yep. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's like, how loud is it in that car?
Or when people have those stupid, shitty headphones, and they're listening to their music so loud that, again,
yeah,
the entire everybody...
Blow your fucking ear out.
Yeah, first of all, you're going to be deaf. You probably already are deaf.
Uh-huh.
And two, I don't want to become deaf. So
yeah,
I don't want to hear your music.
Oh, man, hearing, like...
If
I couldn't, like, hear music and stuff anymore because I damaged my ears, that would suck so bad.
Oh, I would be so sad.
Yeah.
That's why
I was, like, glad when I got tested that they said my hearing was really good.
Then, like, what sense would you hate to lose the most? Hearing?
I think, like, hearing for me.
Or sight.
If I had to choose, I think hearing would depress me more.
I mean... Man, we just got
you. If you're blind, everyone's a 10.
That is a very good way of looking at it, yes.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's hilarious. You're blind, everybody's in
debt. That's my choice.
Oh, man.
Is that it? Do we have anything else to bitch about?
No, I mean, I took up two, and then I did the third one already. This was a short one.
Was it?
Wham, bam, thank you, man. We're done. Because it's Christmas time.
Yeah. Well, I guess we have a little bit of high spirit, so we're not feeling that angry.
No, wonderful time to drink beer. But I guess depending on when this is...
posted.
Thank you. I was gonna say broadcasted. We're not
broadcasted.
Like fucking NBC.
So fucking old.
I am. Like, this goes up in the interwebs.
It's up, uploaded into the cloud.
Oh, we either really hate the Electoral College, or I will love them.
We're gonna hate them.
But I think we're gonna hate them.
Yeah, it's not. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
But basically, we'll help the listeners prepare for the end of the world and how to become preppers. So I'll have, like, a commune of lesbians. We'll kind of, like, become, like, the new island where Wonder Woman
We could do a separate podcast where it's almost like an emergency signal to lesbians, and it's just about prep.
Yeah.
Little tips.
Exactly.
All right.
So until then, everybody, happy holidays. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. See you on the flip.